AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is again going after Donald Trump for spreading misinformation about the federal response to hurricanes. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president says after storms like Helene and Milton, survivors need hope.
Tell me it's going to be okay. And they're in real trouble, a lot of them. And to hear this malarkey you're hearing from some of the people, I want to get into it, but it was my temper.
Asked if Trump's singularly to blame for spreading false claims.
No, he's not singular, but he's just the biggest mouth.
And asked for whether misinformation is now a reality for the nation.
I think it's a permanent state of being for some extreme people.
Meantime, from the campaign trail, Vice President Harris joined virtually to reassure survivors the government's on the job.
We are in this for the long haul.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott took a pontoon tour today of flood damage in the Tampa area.
I'm going to make sure the federal government is a partner. The president called me yesterday. Here's what we talked about. He thanked me for being vocal on the fact that we've got to make sure FEMA, the SBA, HUD, Department of Agriculture, they're funded. We're going to make sure they're funded.
President Biden says estimates are Hurricane Milton alone caused $50 billion in damage. A hot air balloon struck and collapsed a radio tower in Albuquerque, New Mexico, during the city's famous balloon festival. The balloon landed safely. Three people were on board. There are no reports of injuries in New Mexico. In a podcast interview with the New York Times, Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance refused five times to acknowledge Donald Trump lost the 2020 election. Vance's refusal to say whether Trump won was widely considered his weakest moment of his debate against Democratic nominee Tim Walz. Investigators are trying to figure out what led to an elevator door malfunction at a former Colorado gold mine that killed a man, injured four others, and left 12 people trapped for hours. This is AP News. Relatives of some of the 346 people who died in two crashes involving Boeing 737 MAX planes are in court. Their lawyers are asking a federal judge to throw out a plea agreement that the aircraft manufacturer struck with federal prosecutors.
In July, Boeing agreed to plead guilty to a single felony count of conspiracy to commit fraud in connection with winning regulatory approval of the MAX. Victims' families want Boeing to face a tougher punishment. After victims' families met with the Justice Department in April in Washington, D.C., Zipporah Courier, whose father was killed in the Ethiopian crash, said it's not just about justice.
They're not holding Boeing to account, and they're not holding themselves to account. And if we fail to do so, we're literally risking and putting our lives in the hands of people that don't mind playing a roulette game.
The Justice Department argues that conspiracy to defraud the government is the most serious charge it can prove. I'm Donna Water.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.